Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP on this. So what's up, John, with winter? It just said, I'll reemerge.
It happened.
Yeah, like, where
all
was
of a sudden.
Like, where is winter?
Is it going to stick around here?
When it's like, when it's 50 degrees, where did winter go?
Don't know. It looks like it's about to leave again.
Oh, is it going to get warmer?
Tomorrow looks like 49, Sunday 55, Monday 57.
This is the most mild winter I can ever remember. I mean, it is cold today.
I agree.
But I don't remember.
It's not cold. It's chilly.
I mean, obviously,
it's in the 30s.
Compared to the spring and summer. But it's been very mild. But today hits you. Today hits you in the face. This was a
because
cold one.
Because we're softened up by the spring-like winter temperatures we've been getting.
That's part of it.
Give me some snow, please. Need something.
I know
Jimmy doesn't want it.
I would like a snowstorm. I love it.
Yeah.
No,
it's fun.
Please. No. No,
James, you are just curmudgeon guy on snow.
Yeah, because I walk in the snow, because I have to dig my car out, because I have to shovel in front of my house.
Have Richie pick you up.
He'll pick you up. Yeah.
He'll pick you up.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not, John, you would do that for him. I've driven both of you guys around multiple times.
You've definitely taken me home.
Really?
Before.
Multiple times. Yeah, I used to pick you up all the time. When you would take the train in for the first like 6 months, if we had a remote, I would pick you up and then we would drive to New Jersey together. You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
I mean,
Locked it out. Actually,
James,
I remember
because you used to talk about how we would play like famous sports rants on the phone while you guys were driving.
No, that was when we were set joiner.
Whatever. I knew you guys were in the car together multiple times.
Yeah, we were a set joiner one time.
That's true. Wow, that feels like a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. You remember, though?
Holy cow.
You thought I was crazy because I just kept playing crazy stuff on YouTube for you and
Seth.
Yeah,
I just wondered.
And you're like, why are you doing this?
I'll tell you what I wondered.
We were driving to NFL films.
How does he have such quick access to all of these videos? It's like he sees, it's like he watches them all the time.
I know
it's like he's watching these same videos over and over and over.
I got my go-tos.
No,
that's exactly right.
Let's
go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Really good.
I just wanted to talk about the trial yesterday. First of all, I need Milt Thompson's phone number because I have a charge that I'm fighting, a traffic ticket, and I need a good lawyer.
There you go. and there it is. Yep.
So I'm going to cut it off with that. But my villain is definitely the prosecution from yesterday. They dropped the ball.
Yes,
he's right.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Mm. So that's all I had to do. I called in yesterday, but I didn't get through. So I just wanted to reiterate, I need Milt Thompson's number of stats so I can get out of this ticket.
You got it, Dave. All right, Dave.
You guys have a good one.
All right, Dave. Appreciate the call. By the way, you know what was appreciated, man? We mentioned it yesterday briefly, but I just want to circle back to it for a second. It is an unbelievable accomplishment because, Milt was obviously a very good baseball player.
The 500 thing?
The
500
thing.
Was insane.
I didn't know.
Like, that was insane. When you said it, I thought it was a joke or something.
It doesn't seem real.
So 50 games?
For those that missed
it. That's absurd.
Yeah, for those that missed it, Milt is one of three players in the history of Major League Baseball and the only one in the 20th century.
He said Ichiro, didn't he?
No. Ichiro was in 2001.
Oh, yeah, duh. I'm sorry.
Ichiro started in 2001.
Yeah, good point.
Milt is the only player in the 20th century in Major League Baseball to hit 500 for 50 straight games.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It really is.
No, it's just...
It really is.
It doesn't seem real. Like, that's... It's hard to believe.
It's really hard to believe. 1987, 500 for 20 consecutive games.
What did he end
games.
The season with?
I don't know. We'd have to check it out. But amazing accomplishment. All right, let's...
Such a mild-mannered, understated man for everything he's accomplished.
Oh, he could hit,
too.
Man. He could hit.
The 500, over 500 for 50 games thing is insane.
Yeah.
But also to just be a member of the teams that he was a part of as a player and a coach, being the only guy.
And that's another cool
position,
thing, right?
The only guy in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just so low-key about it. The other, it's pretty amazing.
The other only guy thing in Philly sports that I like, because what we said yesterday is Milt's the only guy that was in uniform for the 93 Phils and the 08 Phils. Another only guy thing that I like in Philly sports, Billy Cunningham is the only guy in the history of Philadelphia sports to win a championship as a player and to win a championship as a head coach in Philadelphia sports.
That's a good one.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, no one else did that. You think about it, Doug Peterson didn't win a championship as a player. Mo Cheeks didn't win a championship as a coach.
You're talking about just winning a championship
as the head
Philly.
Coach.
In Philly. Right? Yeah. Okay.
In Philly. Yeah. Yeah. Specifically in Philadelphia that you accomplished both teams in Philadelphia sports. Hey, Twitter poll question today brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Region's number one sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you like the NFL's proposed idea of expanding the playoffs? A, yes. B, no. People have voted at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. John, what do you think the results came down on Twitter?
Oh, I think everyone is extremely positive right now, and we should be. And it's going to be like 79% yes.
Not nearly that high. Yes is getting more votes, but it's pretty close. 55% say yes.
Really?
45% like me say no. Yeah.
Downers.
I mean, you guys know, I've told you before, I've used this line, I believe it applies to a variety of things in life. More of something good is not always better. And I think this NFL playoff expansion is an example of that. Let's go to T in Collegeville. T, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Did you guys forget about me on hold? Man.
No. Hello.
Joe did, I think.
Seltzer, Seltzer had you buried on the board.
It's all right, Chisler. It was you.
I did not.
T, what do you got, man?
No, I just want to clarify some things. The NFL, first, let me just say the NFL, I'm with this. I think it's for the better. And Joe Eaton Crow, I think you'll end up liking it in the long run right now. I see why you say you don't. But on your question today, I think you need to clarify and remember, one, Spike is a savior, not evil. Okay, he just made a mistake. Darth Vader, also a savior, also not evil. Joker, he originated as a good guy, and Thanos adopted and took care of his daughter, so he cannot be a bad guy. So
listen, Darth had a...
Well, the beauty of a great bad guy is there's shades of gray.
And
redemptive
ability.
You've got the good with the bad. Yeah.
Plus,
I got one, if accepted, that doesn't have any shades of gray.
Okay.
All right, so, and I have a backup, so don't hang up.
Okay.
So if accepted, there's no way in this room you're talking about with all these evil characters that the devil is not the most evil.
Wow.
It's a great answer.
The devil.
Yeah.
T won yesterday, so I don't think he can win the season.
He's not allowed
today,
to win two days in a row.
That was an impressive answer.
All right. It is a good answer. And it does bring to mind, though, is the devil real?
Yeah.
But then you can say, well, even if he's...
Is any of these characters real?
Exactly.
Sure.
I mean, the devil's been portrayed in movies.
It's a great answer. If T hadn't won yesterday, it'd be one we really would
John,
have to
do you
with.
Believe in the devil?
Yeah, I believe in the good and as well as the evil. I think if you believe in God, you believe in the enemy, right?
Well, you don't have to, but do you believe there's hell?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I don't think I believe there's hell. I think I believe there's heaven. I don't think I believe there's hell. That's just me. But I'm an optimist. You know, I'm a glass three quarters full kind of guy. All right, let's get to one of the great moments in sports history. I was 2 years old. So unfortunately, it's one of those things I've always felt a disconnect with, because when the U.S. Olympic hockey team won, I don't have any personal memory of it. John, do you? You were 6 years old. Do you remember it? No?
Vaguely. And I wonder if it's just, you know, thinking back to when I was younger, hearing about it for the first time, or, you know,
right.
I don't have distinct memories.
It's
of
just
it.
One of those things where for people that are just a little older than us, it's like
the
biggest
moment.
Thing. It's the thing, right? I mean, other than when a Philly sports team's won a title, it's like their thing. And someone said earlier, someone compared it earlier to the moon landing as far as
Dennis did.
Prominent things. And I get it. I mean, I've heard other people talk in those terms. Mm-hmm. And of course that was, you know, this was, you know, Cold War, maybe not the height of it. Height of it was more in the 1950s, you know, in the 60s. But, like, this was when the Cold War was still very real.
Yeah.
Very real. Let's play the audio. Let's have a trip down memory lane. It was 40 years ago this week that one of the great moments in American sports history happened. The Soviets, they're not so happy about it. Oh, actually, they don't even exist anymore. Here it is. Here's how it sounded. Al Michaels, on tape delay, by the way, later that day, on television, calling the miracle on ice when the United States, in the semifinal game, beat the Soviet Union.
Shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
And if you remember the history, it's awesome. It's chilling. I mean, it really is.
I got chills.
So did I, man.
Yeah, and I wasn't even, you know. But
so did I.
Man, and the emotion, you could feel it.
And not only is it Cold War U.S.-Soviet, but also, if you remember the context, it's amateur at that time.
Versus the pros, yeah.
True amateur American college kids, 20, 21 years old, versus the professional Soviets who were of a dominant program. I mean, so, you know, it was an unbelievable accomplishment.
And Al Michaels was like nobody.
Well, Al Michaels not only was nobody. Yeah. I read
he wasn't even supposed to do it.
He wasn't.
Yeah, it's a great story.
So
I've
who was
it?
They gave the offer to someone else to do it.
I can't remember who the. It's like Costas. It's someone like that.
It wasn't Costas.
It wasn't. But I can't remember. It was someone you know.
Yeah, someone more prominent.
Yeah,
had his pick of the litter. Hey, which sport do you want to do? I said, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'll Kurt Gowdy. It's someone like that.
Somebody big.
Yeah,
might have been Keith Jackson.
It might have been.
It's somebody big had a chance to do it, turned it down, and Al Michaels got it, and there you go. Do you guys know Al Michaels was in an episode of, what is it, Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah, I've heard him tell that story,
Did you know that, John? Al Michaels, Hawaii 5-0 way back in the day.
Al, is he called the biggest moments? Like, if you had to pick the person who's
Wait,
called
hold on,
the
real
most
quick
big
before
moments?
You do that. John's got a look of disbelief on his face. John, did you know
I'm
that?
I'm just trying to imagine
Yeah,
that.
Al Michaels.
I mean, like Al Michaels.
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah.
The Hawaiian and backdrop.
Isn't that great?
Who do you think is called the most big moments? Like monumental moments in sports history? I know Al called the Malcolm Butler interception also. There are a few others. Obviously, for us, he called the
Eagles. I don't know
Super
how
Bowl,
you guys keep track of these.
I mean, I know the
things.
Big four that Vern Lundquist called. You know, Cosell,
ever.
Maybe. I mean,
it could be Cosell.
Cosell had the big boxing matches. He had World Series. He had
like
Monday
Ali
Night Football
and stuff like that.
Yeah, Cosell also was in the middle of a Monday Night Football game when John Lennon was assassinated.
Yes, and was amazing.
And
I mean, that was unbelievable. It broke into the game,
and he broke that news. And
it was like towards the end of the game too. It was like a big moment in the game. I feel like
I don't know that.
I feel like it was.
But he also knew John Lennon, so he had the personal connection there. I don't know.
But he knew it was bigger. He knew that.
I mean,
you know, obviously,
yeah, it's
yeah.
John Lennon. Amazing. I don't know, James. I don't know the answer to the question. 888-729-9494. Let's get to a little thing we do every Friday at this time as we roll out the best drops from the week and determine what is, in fact, the drop of the week. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski?
Of the week.
Did it fall? All righty, let's get to it. Mr. Seltzer, what kind of week has it been around here? What do we got?
We only got one this week.
We only have one?
We have a ton, but I chose to only play one today.
You made an executive decision?
I made an executive decision. We'll get some others in. Maybe we'll add to next week, whatever. But when someone celebrates a victory like this, it's the only drop of the week.
Wow! Yeah. Well, what about Spike's verdict? You got to have that.
I can
that.
Play the whole thing if
no,
you
that's,
want.
No, that's incredible. Everything
went
was totally silent.
The weekend. Yes,
totally
exactly.
Silent. Everyone was just like, oh, man, what a bummer.
By the way, tell me if you're the guy in court. Like, who cares if you get held in contempt of court? If you're up for something serious and the judge says not guilty, like, who cares about paying attention to the judge orders that no one will talk. Like, you can't retry me for that. Give
us the visual of this, Jimmy.
I give you a slightly longer clip, if you like.
He can't give us the visual.
Describe.
The fact that, we're all just waiting for the verdict, and as soon as the verdict comes, Joe, like, leaps up and is at the top of his lungs. No joke, I think Mickey and Milt were,
uncomfortable.
Actually, scared. Like, they were like, what is happening right now? Not expecting that type of thing. So here's a very slightly longer version.
Okay.
Joe, before I give my judgment, I'd like to tell you how disappointed I am in you. Today, every day, and on a regular basis. Trying to weasel out of this bet is right in line with your character and not surprising to me at all. That said, I sadly am going to have to give a verdict of not guilty.
Ah, yeah! Yeah!
Mr. DeCamera, you are sadly free to leave.
Shame. Wow! Yeah!
So good.
It's just absurd.
Oh, the reaction is so good.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk
the
to
the only person for miles.
Yeah, there were others. Believe me, I did get some. I did get a lot of support on social media.
Did your mom talk to you about this?
She did not. Well, actually, no, I did talk to her briefly. Yeah, briefly.
How did she feel? Was she worried about her son?
Well, she did have a recommendation for moving forward. No more bets.
Very wise woman, isn't she?
All right, let's go to Forrest in North Philly. What's up, Forrest?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Good, man.
Great.
Forrest, do you know you might be the only Forrest in North Philly?
I actually grew up on a street with another guy named Forrest.
No, I'm not talking people. I'm saying there's not many trees.
Yeah, true.
All right, what's up, man?
I'm calling to talk about the Fanatic. I'm a graphic designer, and the Phillies are really Joe DeCamera on this issue.
Ooh.
They are trying to weasel their way out of paying the designers for their design.
Wow.
You know, I just don't know enough about it. I don't know enough to know.
Basically, what happens is if you look at the Nike situation, when the logo creator created the logo for Nike, he charged him $50. After the fact, after Nike made billions and billions of dollars, Nike came and paid him, I think, close to like $200 million because they knew it was the right thing to do.
Well,
because the rights were going to expire on that logo,
yeah.
and they did the right thing.
No, it's a great analogy for us. So did that guy, just to the best of your knowledge, was he going to retain the rights at some point? So the reason Nike gave him $200 million, it was negotiated?
Could, yeah, but he wasn't going to. He could, but he wasn't going to.
Well, I mean, I'm sure
because he's a famous graphic designer in his own right. He wasn't going to. He had paid them. That's what it was going to be.
Wow.
The simple fact of the matter is that the Phillies are a multi-billion-dollar organization, and giving these people a couple of million dollars is nothing. And the alterations and changes that they're going to try to do to the Fanatic aren't going to be enough legally to actually change it. It's just going to draw it out in court.
Well, maybe. But again, Forrest, I will just say this. When you say a couple million, and I have no idea, none of us do, where the negotiations have been, I mean, I don't know if we're talking 5 million, 50 million, or 100 million. I mean, there's a big difference there. Right? There's a big difference.
There is a big difference, but it's like, think of all of the money that they've made off of that. Yeah.
I get it. Listen, you're bringing up, a valid point. That these guys, these two creators,
also not just the money that they made off of the Fanatic, but what the Fanatic means to the organization.
Well, no,
like how many kids go to the game just to see the Fanatic?
No doubt about it. I totally agree with you, Forrest. What do you got for the best villain?
My best villain would be the Phillies right now.
Okay, wow. I mean, listen, it's a thought-provoking call. I mean, quite candidly, I don't know enough about the situation to really, you know, be able to comment in depth. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can we know? These two puppeteers obviously feel they have a claim. I mean, apparently they do. I mean, we're being told the Fanatic is gone in June. Gone. Unless an agreement is reached or unless, you know, the Phillies, as they've tried with now making an alteration of the Fanatic and maybe the judge says that's acceptable enough. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to John in Coatesville. Wild situation. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, John.
And I'm not even going to refer to Joe as Joe. I'm just referring him to as Weasel.
Well, you did refer to me as Joe because you just said my name twice. So you, in fact, did refer to me as Joe.
But Weasel, I'm talking to a man of honor.
Technically speaking, like, John, if I say to you, John, I'm not going to refer to you as John. I'll refer to you as Weasel. Well, I, in fact, called you John twice.
Okay, you might be white for once.
All right, buddy, I'm playing with you. What do you got, man? What do you make everything here? NFL playoffs, what are you thinking?
I'm just thinking how the NFL's gone to a 17-game season. Why the odd number? Just eventually they want to get to 18.
Of course they're eventually going to get to 18, and that's one of my problems with getting to 17. Why is because they know the players will never sign off an 18 now, so they'll get them to get to 17 now, probably, right? And then 15 years from now, 30 years from now, they'll get them, they'll offer a whole bunch of millions, and they'll get them to 18. It'll stop at some point. You can't have a 53-game season. You're probably not going to ever get to the 20s, but you could get up to 18 or 19. And it's just ridiculous.
I think it's just dumb to have the odd number. Yeah, it messes up the schedule. Just make it full 18. Cut a deal with extra money for the players or whatever. Yeah.
All right, John, what do you got for best villain?
I hate to do it to this guy because I liked what he did in 93 for us. And in 08 as a coach, but Milt Thompson for defending you.
Yeah. All right, John. Appreciate the
call.
That's
a good answer today.
Milt. Wow. Going after Milt. I thought he was going to say Mickey for not getting, you know.
It's already been said, though. The prosecution was brought up.
Well, that's true. So all parts
Milt's such a nice guy, too. He was so nice.
Well, him and Mickey are both awesome. They're great people. I mean, they really are. They're wonderful people. So all aspects of the trial have been covered so far in the villain. So, Spike, you, James, I believe, referenced me.
Yes.
Milt's been referenced. Mickey and Brazier together have been referenced. So there's no one left as far as a villain
Bonnie.
Goes. Yeah, but no one's called. She's
the opposite of a villain. Bonnie was great.
And I do believe, I could be wrong, but I believe the audio indicated
Bonnie's a hero.
That Bonnie goes.
Bonnie's a saint that, and a hero.
That Bonnie goes with us to the game, right? I think that was said.
I hope
I
she
believe
does.
It was, yeah. I believe it was said.
Bonnie to the game.
I can't wait to meet her.
She's a very nice person. I did not talk to her long at fantasy camp.
Were you intimidated by Bonnie?
I was amazed by Bonnie.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
That is pretty. It's so cool.
Because I thought it was something like when John Olerud back in the day used to play defense in the field with a batting helmet. He did that because he'd had a head situation years ago. So he's in the field with a batting helmet. Bonnie would be in the field. I mean, she looked like she was getting ready for World War One. I mean, we talk about Barry Bonds at the plate, you know, with the shin guard and the arm guard. Bonnie had every guard possible. And being 77 years old and playing, it was awesome. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. What should be an all-timer, times yours, is coming up next. Hey, the Sixers and Bucks are facing off tomorrow. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. How about this? For every 1,000 fans who bet on Philly to cover, they'll move the line 1 point in Philly's favor. There's no limit. This is ridiculous. Amazing. No limit on how good this line can get, and they won't stop until fans stop betting. Best of all, you can bet today, and they'll cover your bet at whatever the line lands at by tip-off. Remarkable. So sign up and place your bet in the Spread the Love market to qualify. Don't forget to use promo code Joe. That's always the key. Because it gets you your best deal on FanDuel.com. Again, that's FanDuel, FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Make sure you use promo code Joe when you sign up. Sign up today and place your first bet on Philly in the Spread the Love market. And, hey, don't worry. Everyone gets the final spread no matter when you bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today with promo code Joe with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.